The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Grocery stores have always had aisle markers above each aisle. Now, of course, they usually only have 10 or 12 aisles, so if you encounter somebody and say, hey, I need to find such and such, they'll tell you, oh, look on aisle 6. But when you go to the big box stores like Walmart, like Target, like all those, they now have aisle markers too, which is good and bad, because at least now you have an idea of where things are located, if you can find the aisle. The other night, I had to go to Walmart. We needed little coin batteries, the little small, teeny tiny batteries that you use in watches, so I had to go to Walmart to pick one up. And it said the batteries were located in aisle Z13. Now, of course, do you think a person who was working could tell me where aisle Z13 was? No, I finally stumbled upon it. It wasn't an aisle, actually. It was an end cap by the self-checkout lanes. And of course, they didn't have the battery I was looking for. I love the idea of having these aisle markers. It's especially good when you can actually find the aisles. But of course, every time I go looking for something, it's always at an aisle you can't find. I'm sure it was around there somewhere, but I could never find it.